This is the Art Beauty Podcast, where we tell the real truth about the fake shit. My name is Amber, and today my fabulous, gorgeous co-host is Hillary Coles. She is the co-founder of a company you probably heard of. It's called Hims and Ladies. There's a hers version as well, which we're going to be talking about all about in a minute. Hillary, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me, Amber. I apologize in advance. It has felt like the longest month of all time, so I might be a little rambly at times, but we're going to pull through it.
I mean, well, you know, I think it has been the long, well, it is one of the longest months, right? I don't even know anymore.
It's gotta be. We did kind of a casual thing last week and we went public. So that's been very exciting.
Congrats, because right now the markets are nutty. Oh, good. I'm going to go look and do a little investing right after this.
The markets are certainly nutty, and it has certainly been a wild 3-year ride. It's been a pretty quick path to market for us. And I think that's just been such a reflection of the consumer desire to be in control of our healthcare, the way that we are in control of every other decision in our life. We get to choose how our house looks. We get to choose what we wear. We get to choose what we're going to eat for lunch today. And that just wasn't the case in healthcare 3 years ago. And really, that's what Andrew and I kind of kept chasing that thread on. We're just like, what? Why does everything work like this except for healthcare, where I keep in this weird little dark corner and like never talk about, never think about? And so we kind of just kept asking, why? Why is healthcare so painful today?
Well, you know, I think that so much has changed in this past year. And I want to touch on, you know, this idea of telehealth with you and the change in healthcare. Before we get into that, though, if people have been listening to this podcast forever, which I hope you all have, you've probably heard back in the day, Ryan would talk about the site Hims. And I, full disclosure, wasn't even aware that there was a hers. Thank you so much. But Hims, from what I understood, was a place that like you could get very discreetly. You could go and you could order supplements. You could order minoxidil. You could order erectile dysfunction medication. But like, I was surprised, you know, your team, thank you, sent me stuff the other day. Like there's supplements, there's gummies, there's just like regular shampoo. Tell us a little bit about how you came up with Hims and then how it lent into hers. Like, let's get the full story here.
All right. We got the time.
Tea as I drink the tea. Oh, you have tea too.
Love it. We do. We have sleepy tea, which I don't recommend until nighttime because it is effective. So Hims, we started working on Hims about 4 years ago. And it was really because as we looked around in the market, there men were not seeing a doctor. And it wasn't hard to see why, right? It's expensive. Average time it takes to get a visit with a PCP is 24 days in this country. Average cost is $117. You're taking off work. You're going to have to talk about things you're nervous about. It's inconvenient. It's not the way anything else in our lives operate today. And so we really felt strongly about offering a more consumer forward front door to healthcare is how we always thought about it. And so with Hims and hers, you go to our site, you can choose, as you said, from a wide range of categories, everything from sexual health and erectile dysfunction to hair loss for men and women to acne and anti-aging prescription products, which really works.
Mental health.
And mental health.
I was blown away by that. We'll get, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I know there's so much and more to come, and it's all very, so exciting. So we started with, over the past 3 years have really focused on those four categories. And what we do is you go on like you would in any other e-commerce experience in your life, and you would decide what you're interested in. And say that's skincare, right? You're facing some adult acne and you want to want that next level of treatment. You would then get connected with a doctor who's licensed in your state. And get sent, if appropriate for you, get sent prescription product directly to your door. That's customized to you. You know what the cost is going to be the whole time. There's transparency. You can do it from the privacy of your home. And it's all just like on your say-so, which we think is so, so, so important.
So when you say you're connecting, like, is it like now I'm going to have an actual virtual like telehealth appointment? Am I going to do a phone call? Is there any sort of face-to-face virtually?
It's up to you. The majority of our treatments can be treated just by questionnaire. So you would fill in, you know, for skincare, say you'd fill in questions about your family history, your symptoms, your goals, and then your doctor would review it, ask you some questions back. And all of this again happens while you're making dinner, while you're watching Netflix on the couch. And so it's just super, super frictionless.
I mean, which is so great. I'm glad that you mentioned, you know, that we're starting off with the Hims part, because I'm married and love my husband. I feel like I go to the doctor at least once a month for something. And it's not because I'm a hypochondriac, but it's just women have more, or maybe we don't.
I like to say we are the chief medical officers of our households. Women, we call the shots. We are doing the research, but God forbid, like my fiance, your husband are out there going to the doctor. And when we talk to doctors, they say that's certainly the case. And there's a thing called like the by the way syndrome, where guys will, they're waiting, you know, you have your full physical, you finally made it to the doctor. And while your hand's on the doorknob, you're like, by the way, my friend told me about this, about sildenafil or Viagra. And I was wondering if I could maybe talk to you about it, but it's like not until the very end. And it's this hidden, shameful thing. And I think part of our brand being so out there with the, you know, the really phallic cacti or the, you know, any of our early Snoop Dogg ads, like we were just trying to get people to understand, men particularly, that it's normal.
I mean, it's
kind of a numbers game that everyone's eventually going to lose. It's not like good chance majority of guys are going to lose their hair at some point. Erectile dysfunction only gets more common as you get older. It's just
women, we're going to need lube. Like, let's just get it out there and not be embarrassed about it. And mental health. You know, I think been pretty honest on this podcast. I did a series of IVF totally unsuccessfully for like 5 years. And at the end was just feeling, and my doctor was like, well, what about Wellbutrin? Wellbutrin might just be a little something. Cause I wasn't like, oh, I'm so sad. Like I wasn't, it was more of like, I'm just lethargic. So for me, it wasn't so much the mental depression wasn't so much of a, like, I'm in a sad, dark, weepy place. It was just like, I'm done.
And you hit the nail on the head on mental health. That is how we've been. I think a lot of us have been brought up to think about depression and anxiety and mental health, is that it's not until you're until you cannot move that you need treatment, right? It's just something you're like, maybe I can't get off Instagram. Maybe little things are getting to me way more than I should. Maybe I'm just not interested in washing my hair, which is maybe sometimes a different reason, but like, it's the little things that you just notice that are off. And as women, especially, I think it's hard for us to realize that, you know, it's okay. It's okay to feel a little bit off, and we don't have to keep sometimes overcompensating or saying we'll just get through it. Like there's help.
I went on, I was looking on hers and I was surprised to see that under the mental health, that Wellbutrin is one of the things that you can get through you. And so I happen to know, you know, that that's one of the drugs that you have to be seeing a doctor fairly regularly to get the prescription. Mm-hmm. But like you said, you know, my health insurance now, every time I telehealth with them, it's, you know, $100 at least. It adds up. And I'm so grateful that I have insurance and that I've got the means to afford this. But I think for all the people out there who don't have access to this, it can be just, you know, crippling.
Totally. Like, not only when you think about it, like, you're not feeling your best, right? And you're expected to do all the due diligence. You got to find your provider. You have to go, you have to take time off work. Maybe you're finding childcare or just like wrapping your head around it can be a lot. Like, that in itself is a barrier. And then you're driving and you're paying a lot of money, and it's just waiting at the pharmacy and all of these things that add up to our already busy lives. When you're not feeling your best, you like, you need that help and you need that support. And so that's where telemedicine is so great, because it's on your time, which we know we just don't always have.
So do you think, I mean, listen, COVID must have really helped, you know, catapult the need for your services and telehealth in general.
That is absolutely what prompted us to launch mental health last year. You know, fully, we were already nearing a mental health epidemic in this country, and it's only further intensified with the pandemic. And so we'd actually been working, mental health has always been a really personally passionate issue for me. And it's been something I've been working on with the team for the past 2 years. We've spoken to over 1500 consumers in market and understanding like what does mental health mean and how does it fit into our lives? And so my strong conviction is that mental health should feel like every other piece of the way we take care of ourselves, right?
Sure.
The way, what you take in your body, how you sleep, how your physical, like it's all the same. And I don't think that's the way our parents really thought of it and the way we've been traditionally thought of treating mental health. And it really just, I think when the pandemic happened, the thing I like to say is it's almost like the tide went out and everything that you maybe you could have hidden or you were so busy you never really thought about, that was exposed. And so for so many people, whether that's separation and loneliness, whether that's addiction, whether that's anxiety, the relationship issues, right? Like all of that kind of got exposed when we were all just left at home with our thoughts and we were scared and we were trying to take care of ourselves and in the midst of all this changing information. And so
yeah.
I think we took our, at Hims and Hers, we took our responsibility really seriously to be that platform where you could know you could get a provider to tell you the truth. You know, you could get education that wasn't just like a blog from who knows where or a deep Reddit thread. And you know, you could get products without having to leave your house, which became so important. And so the first thing we did with mental health is in April. So right after we all started staying at home, we launched something called Anonymous Support Groups. And that is something we still offer today. We actually just won a Fast Company Innovation Award for it. We offer over 10 classes every single week for free on a variety of subjects that are led by a licensed therapist. So everything from doom scrolling on Instagram to parenting in the time of pandemic to healthcare worker support to mindfulness for anxiety to relationship management, all of these things, because we knew that people wanted that community, people wanted that support, and we had to kind of change tacks. I think things weren't working. And so we've been thrilled with that response and are so thankful that so many more people are interested in and engaging with telehealth. I think 11% of people in this country were interested in telehealth prior to the pandemic. And now that number is almost 90%.
Well, I also hope, like, you know, crazy. For me, it's, you know, you think about it and it's like you said, the time saved and the money saved in not having to take off of work and go during your lunch break and sit in that waiting room. I mean, it's just, I hope that this telehealth idea changes and becomes, you know, really, it stays when post pandemic. There's a lot of fun stuff I do want to mention for people who are listening now. I know we started with a lot of the heavy stuff. There's a lot of fun stuff we're going to get to, including something with J-Lo and A-Rod. But before we leave this idea, because again, I'm super interested in this. I have to imagine that when you are going to Hims or Hers for something like mental health, is it going to be a little different than just answering a questionnaire? Is there a different procedure, right? Because are you talking to somebody or is that something too that you can do through a Q&A?
So with mental health, you are actually speaking virtually or on the phone with a mental health practitioner.
Right.
And so therapy, which we're about to launch any day now, which I'm very excited about, will be with a licensed therapist provider. And then today it would be with a licensed psychiatrist or a psychiatric nurse practitioner for the mental health prescription medications that we offer. So really, again, thinking through like that full ecosystem of what's right for you. We do have a quiz up front that helps you kind of triage what you're interested, triage why, and help you figure out what's right for you. Because I think mental health looks different on everyone and the level of support you might be looking for is different. And we understand that we want this to be a living, breathing thing like you and adapt with you.
Well, and so I've done Latisse, right? Latisse online.
The fun one, right?
Right. It's good. Although I did go for my eye exam, which I've done like twice in my life. And the doctor was like, really, you should be seeing somebody because that can. But for me, I'm like, I feel comfortable getting my Latisse online. But I would say, I'm glad that you do this. I'm glad you're talking to a real person because with the mental health, with medications like that, you really do need to be monitored.
Absolutely. You need somebody... And ongoing check-ins are a key piece of our offering as well.
Yeah. Because sometimes it's like, I know I've taken Wellbutrin at varying points in my life. And when I first did it, it was like, it kept me really awake and it made me really jittery. And it was something that just needed to be tweaked and monitored. And I'm glad it wasn't like, just like, such this is not point. For me. So that's great to know. So
such you're a good really- point. And that's super normal. And I think that's another thing that can be stigmatizing for people is you expect that you take this pill and all of a sudden you feel better. But for the majority of people, you do require a little bit of titration, a little bit of adjustment as you figure out what works for you. And so much of it is personal. And that's why we believe in ongoing check-ins. And I think part of what we've been able to do as a telemedicine platform is talk to the very best experts, the best brains in mental health in this country, and help figure out like, if you had a magic wand, what's the best possible path for a patient? And then because we have all of these great efficiencies where we have our own pharmacy and we have our own the provider network that we work with and our platform, we're able to combine all of that and say, okay, let's cut out all the stuff that doesn't matter, like driving and taking off time and feeling embarrassed. And like, let's adjust for all of that so that experience is going to be a 10x better experience than traditional, which we can agree needs some work.
And it's so good. I'm not going to mention who, but I happen to know somebody who was getting certain drugs to help with sexual performance, but like
very common
from Canada or something. I don't remember exactly where, but I remember thinking, or maybe like Mexico,
oh my gosh.
You know, like because there was no way to do this without going to a doctor, and then it could be very, very pricey, I guess.
Oh my gosh, Amber, you, so funny. When I was floored, when we were doing research for HIMS, I was, deep looking at the Reddit threads, deep on like, what were people doing today? And people were ordering medications from Canada and Mexico, so internationally. Yeah. They were buying like things like horny goat weed or like rhino pills on like gas stations and 7-Elevens. Oh my God, my favorite one was for hair loss. There was like more common than you would think. All these guys talking about how they were boiling guava leaves as like a tincture for their hair loss problems. And we were like, if this is where we are at, like there are products out there that work.
And I say, oh my God, because
I know.
We've all been there, right? It's like, no matter what your thing is, you're like, oh my gosh. When I was trying to have a baby, I was like, if you told me to go up to a mountain and like drink yak tears, I would have been like, got it. Okay. Where do I find the yak? Where am I going? I'm booking cool. So I understand desperate times, you will reach for anything.
Anything. But exactly.
Really sounds like, which I didn't even know, like HIMS and HERS is really like so much more. I mean, it's like your Duane Reade or Walgreens meets your urgent care. I mean, it's sort of like this all in one and so much more beyond just like a place to go and get your like, sex meds or hair growth stuff. No. I mean, I'm just, putting it out there, keeping it real. I'm impressed.
I love that. Well, I think part of it was as we thought through, as we were building the company, we kept asking, well, why do things need to operate like this? And like, no one could give us a really good answer. So we kind of kept peeling back the layers. And then once you start to get to that place and you think about like, what's the world I would like to live in? That's what we started building towards. And so, the way that we all shop today, the way that we all collect information today, it's more just one-offs. Like we're not really, you're not looking for commodities for your health. You're looking for the best. And I think as we think about it today, again, healthcare is entwined with wellness. Healthcare is about so much more about everything in your life. What are my relationships like today? What am I eating today? Am I going to work out today? How's my mental health? How's my PMS, like how all of those things matter, and that all interacts together. And so we knew that, it's not just about taking an effective pill. There are people who may not want to take pills. And for those people, we'll have the most effective supplements on the market. And we know that people are trying to do the best that they can, and they want ingredients that matter, that work, and that are affordable. And I think like that, where that becomes really interesting is with skincare. So much of skincare, something I personally just never sat right with me is this idea of like a 10-step routine. mind you, that's great if that's like your time for you, and I get it, but I guess like maybe I'm just on the lazier side of skincare. And I remember growing up, we didn't have a ton of money, and like the thought of spending $300 at Sephora or Ulta or one of these products, it just felt like another like thing that had control over you. And I really resented the idea that someone would expect me to spend 20 minutes and hundreds of dollars a month for products that like really weren't working. And that was all well and good in my 20s. And then in my 30s, I'm like, oh shoot, I actually do need products that work, but I didn't know where to start. And again, I found it insulting that people were, you know, foisting all these products on me that didn't actually work. And so I think part of what we do is kind of breaking through that noise where you're saying, you know, I'm interested in collagen, which I see on your lovely desk right now, but I want one that I've heard about it. How do I use it? I want one that works. I don't want to pay a fortune. And I'm like, I want the best, because you deserve the best. And so when it comes to collagen, when it comes to skincare, we went out and we did that because, again, healthcare is about all of the barriers. And
it's interesting too, like all of your stuff, I'm realizing, right? So we've got shampoos and conditioners are all branded under Hims and Hers. So, but like when it comes to things like drugs, when it comes to things that are regulated, are those sort of brand names or is everything under this Hims and Hers label?
So we have a couple of different categories of product, call it. So the first is there's products that we make ourselves. So like this is our Hers detox scalp scrub. And this was an example of, you know, often what can clog pores and cause hair loss is an overabundance of something called DHT, as well as other pollutants, right? And so we took scalp scrub, which is starting to be really popular in the market, and we added salicylic acid. We got our dermatologists involved. So we knew it's like a high quality product. And that's something we were able to control end to end. And we, for our prescription line of products, we're also going to the source on what is the absolute best product we can provide to our customers at the best possible price point. And so for those we have our own pharmacy in Ohio, as well as a network of pharmacies across the country that are working directly to get the prescription drugs from the manufacturers themselves.
Right. And so everything is like regulated and above board.
Everything is regulated. Cool. Exactly. So we have our OTC and RX products, which are regulated by the FDA. And then we have our cosmetic products, which we kind of harness again, this, our brain trusts of advisors, whether it's dermatologists or mental health advisors or what have you, to really think about what is a value add product for our consumers, what has like that medical kick, that scientific kick to it, and what's not going to waste their time and their money. There's like so much out there. Like you and I could go, I say this all the time, you and I could go start a company on Instagram later today. Like the barrier is very, very low. So we have to take that really, really seriously in terms of our product integrity. And we do.
Well, I mean, speaking of product integrity, speaking of social, speaking of your team of experts, I was blown away because J-Lo, the one and only J-Lo,
the one and only,
has these two products that she, what was it, that she designed with you or that
she developed with us. We were in her kitchen going through the science, testing out different sugar scrub formulations with her, going through the masks. And she had her hairdressers there, her makeup artists there. We were all trying it. And she, and again, like her leveraging her line of experts. And really our partnership started because she uses minoxidil, which is generic Rogaine, which we carry.
I couldn't believe that. Wait, I have to stop.
Is that wild?
I want on your site, because we all know like J-Lo, and this is where I was like, you know, there's been a lot in the news about like, does she use Botox? Does she not? I was blown away because she really is adamant about the fact that she does not use Botox. And I was so surprised.
Having met her in person, I can confirm. I think you can tell. And she really has just like an unbelievable
genetics,
all the things.
Oh my God. She can do no wrong in my eyes.
For sure.
And she also has the best hair. Now I know some of that is extensions, but I was like, wow, it was so incredible to me that here she was, because people are always like, you're just lying about this. I'm like, well, no, she's telling people right out. Like she uses minoxidil. She said that on your site, she put her name behind these products. And I know she did just come out with her own beauty line. But prior to that, she really wasn't pitching products or putting her name on things. That's a really big partnership to get.
Absolutely. And, you know, she really I think the benefit of someone with the level of experience she has in the market is that she gets sent everything, like
everything.
All the caviar creams and the what have you, and has access to the best experts. And so I thought it was very cool that she was so focused on kind of saying, here's where I am in my life. I'm 51 years old. Let me like share back what I know. And so, you know, from our first meeting with her in the early days, she was, you know, really upfront about how she had relied on minoxidil and how, you know, all the abuse she had put her hair through over the years from heat treatments and extensions and all the fun, like half up, half down and things that we live for on the other side as her fans. It takes a toll. And
yeah,
there's not a, you know, I think oftentimes, especially as women, we're meant to think that we're just supposed to, you know, if we're not satisfied with something, you just live with it, or it's our fault, or any of these things. And there are real products that work. And so I think kind of breaking that stigma down is important.
What was it like to meet her, and how did that call happen? Like, did she reach out to you? Was your team like reach out to? I'm give us the tea.
So they're investors. So we had met them through another investor, and they had come to meet Andrew and Jack, the other co-founders, and myself. And her and A-Rod were just like incredibly well-researched, incredibly detail-oriented, especially her. She goes through everything. Like, she'll know what the Pantone is off on a certain color. I remember showing her something and she was like, ooh, this color is wrong. And I was like, damn, she's right.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. So she invested, off the top?
She invested, which is really off the top, which is really unheard of. And so that has really led to such a great, I think, authentic partnership. And I think for Alex and for Jen, both of them who are really self-made hustlers, I think they really, this idea of like democratic healthcare and healthcare that's fair for everyone really struck a chord. But you know, you just blink at her beauty and her orange smells amazing and is
I just got the chills because I'm like, oh, I love that they're so fabulous. Wait, what does she smell like? Tell me.
Oh, just like good. You know, like that friend that just always smells like good. You're like, oh, this is just whenever I see her, I'm like, are we the same species? She came in once. We were working on a different product development meeting, and she came out like fresh faced, in her bathrobe, no makeup, and I was just like, "Sorry, what? Who is this angel?" But I think especially with all of us having grown up with her, and she's really had an incredibly long career, and so just realizing how well I almost feel like you know her well. She has that
friend in your head.
Mm-hmm. Friend in your head. You're like, you know that voice, you know that thing. And she just makes you want to like kind of gab. We had both gotten engaged around the same time. And I remember being like, we both got engaged in the Bahamas. We're like the same. And she's like, yes, sure. But you just like you want to be in that glow.
Listen, you do want to be in that glow and aura. I'm a huge fan of hers. Feel the same, grew up with her, and clearly she is just this stunning beauty. And I love that really her career has gotten, the older that she's gotten, her career has gotten even more, right? Like, I think 100%. That she's even more known for her beauty and aura and radiance now in her 50s than she was in her 20s.
Totally. And it was so cool. I love work, and I love people showing their work. And I think I fell even more in love with her through developing these products with her and seeing how hands-on she is and like reaches right in and knows exactly the ingredients to ask about and the sense and, you know, has that strong opinion on everything. And, you know, versus just like, yeah, looks good, ship it. Like, we had many meetings, many options, went back to the drawing board. So it was cool to see that her career is a direct result of working hard work.
And, yeah. You don't get that.
As we get older and women, like, that's such a powerful.
It is. Reminder. And I think it's good to just be like, nope, she didn't just step into this. It's not luck. She works her butt off, her very beautiful butt off. So I have a question about this detox scalp scrub. Because you're right. Scalp scrubs are like everything. Keratin. Mm-hmm. Do you happen to know, is this no bueno for people with keratin treatments?
I would want to ask my product team person about that, to be absolutely sure, because I don't want to mess with your keratin. But it is very gentle. It's sugar, like a sugar
and
scrub.
It smells there's the delish. Salicylic.
I know. Well, I love that smell too.
I was
the big white flowers.
It's a sugar, not not a salt. So a lot of the salt scrubs we can't use. Keratin girls out there, we just can't. It's not good. You should use it like the day you're going to get your keratin treatment.
Just like get everything out.
Get everything out. But I know.
No, the sugar, we you know, we looked at the salt formulations and we really like the sugar better. And one thing I will say about this, about a scalp scrub, is I notice the volume continues for days. And that's also part of why for our women's hair growth products, we felt this one was important, because it continues for, like, you get that immediate payoff. And I think in this world where we're using dry shampoos and a lot of gunk that tends to accumulate, it's really, really important that we get to the real, like, follicle health level of our hair.
Of our hair. So I have to just give you so many props. I put something on my social media because the packaging.
Thank you.
So first of all, I love this. It's so chic. It's simple. It's elegant. I mean, how gorgeous is
that? Good weight to it. I think the weight always matters.
The actual shipping is very discreet. There was nowhere on there that was Hims. There was nowhere on there. So if you're living with a roommate, you know, if you had to order some, if you were living with somebody that you don't want your neighbors to know, I live in an apartment complex, that you're getting, it's great. There's no, it's so discreet.
Thank you for noticing. I think that's something we took really seriously as we thought about all the barriers in the current healthcare system today. And I feel like we've all been at the pharmacy when they like call your name and try to loudly talk to you about your antibiotic for your UTI or what have you. I've certainly been in that position. And so as you thought about like, how do we do this better? Like, great. No one needs to know my business. Except for me.
Yeah. And that, so, you know, I didn't even think about it. Like some of like the over, like the counter things that like, you just don't really want to go it. Cause you know, you're going to be buying like, what is that stuff for? Like, if you get like a yeast infection and like the hottest guy in the world is going to be coming in right behind you. I mean, that's going to happen.
I mean, the number of times I've spent like $50 more than I needed to just to bury something. And I'm just like, I just really needed all these magazines and this huge bottle of anything to walk away. But yeah, it always happens at the same time. But it's interesting. Like, and the yeast infection is something we even, so because I think packaging matters. I think that's like your start, your dialogue with a customer. We made a beautiful yeast infection treatment, and it's actually been an absolutely insane seller at Target, because I think we're so used to all these things that we're like embarrassed about, and you're hiding it in the back of your cupboard. And we're like, why can't it look beautiful? Like, why can't it be soft touch? Why can't it feel less like my other products? And so it's been great to see people respond to that.
I'm lucky. I've had a lot of UTIs. I've actually never had a yeast infection, thank God. But if it's anything like a UTI, I wouldn't care if it was neon yellow. And like when I've had a UTI, I'm like, I don't care if there's fireworks coming off of this thing and everybody needs to know, just get me treated. Do they have stuff for UTI?
So great question. Yes, we have. So we have a primary care offering where you can see a doctor same day and get it sent to your pharmacy, which can sometimes be, I know for myself, before telemedicine, I could never get into the doctor on the same day. And I also chronically got UTIs. So it was just like always a nightmare and made me very spicy. And then we've also launched for people like us who get chronic UTIs, a D-mannose powder. And so that is a berry flavored powder, essentially, that you mix into your water. So we sell that at Target and we sell that online. And it helps to kind of bind the bacteria and flush out of your system. So if you're somebody who can get like,
it's good to, you can do this, but I'm sorry. I'm still just stuck on that now. Also knock on wood, I haven't had a UTI in a long time. Thank you. I don't know what's going on.
Love that for you.
I'm loving this for me too. But when I used to get them chronically in my 20s, and I just remember it was like the doctor be like, no, you have to come in, and just, and it's like the last thing you want to do is go into a doctor when your vagina is on fire. Like, it's just painful. And it's like, just give me something now and then I will come in, but I can't get up right now. Just give me the drugs now. And I promise then once they take effect, I will start to come in. And I get it. Like, you have to be careful, but thank God for that. Cause I just remember that used to be such a huge nightmare. I feel like, I'm sure there's so many people right now who are like listening to this and who are like, thank you.
I mean, I just remember I had a similar experience. We were building, you know, I was in my 20s, we were early days of building Hims, but we had, you know, we had doctors on the site, we had people. So I was like, great, like we have people coming through seeking treatment. How great is that? I got a horrible UTI and I had to cancel the rest of my day because my doctor couldn't see me. And I was in pain. I felt horrible. And I remember just like looking at my male co-founders and being like, God damn, like, damn it. You guys don't have to start your day. This is so unfair. And I'm in pain. It's like, not even, it's all the things. It just made it like even more humiliating. And I was just like outraged.
No. And I'm sorry. I'm actually like, I had one with my husband and God bless him. Cause it was like, I started to feel that feeling at like 11:30 at night. And I was like,
no.
And I was like, run across. There's a 24-hour thing, like a block away. And I was like, you have to go get, there's like these little red pills that at least kind of take the pain. They turned your pee bright, like you're peeing neon orange. But I remember, and like, thank God for him that he ran out and did this. But at least that's now sweet. It's like, so with this telemedicine, is it 24 hours around the clock? You can be connected to somebody?
Yeah. So it will, you know, obviously depend on your state, but we're open 24/7. And so
at Hallelujah. The
soonest available minute, and it's usually, you know, within an hour or two, you're getting connected in. And so whether it's primary care, whether it's a longer term condition, like adult acne or hair loss, like you got your options.
Thank God for you. Seriously. Really, really thank God for you. Because all things aside, I love that I can have J-Lo's, like a piece of J-Lo in my shower, but it's really comforting to know
the energy
that,
we need in 2021.
Give me some J-Lo in my shower. But that like really, you know, hers and Hims is really covering us from head to vagina to toe. Last before we leave, just because I have these set up, what, like with these gummies now, have you noticed, like I have so many of these that I was like eating them this morning and I was like, I think I just ate like a bag of candy. I mean, it's great to get your thing in, but I literally, cause I love them and it gets me, and my husband does them.
It tastes men's. So good too.
So good. I just eat like a bag of Skittles essentially, or like gummy bears? I did.
No, I mean, I think they taste so good. And it's really a highlight for me.
Me too.
Every day, the sleepy ones. Yeah. We'll make sure we send you those. Those ones are absolutely my favorite. They work so well. I have people who say they used to take 6 milligrams of melatonin and now they take one of ours, and which is 1 milligram per gummy. And it's great.
Oh, that's so good. Because I've had this talk with people like that in the stores, they have them like 5 and 10, too much for me. Gives me nightmares.
Right. Or you're groggy the next day. And so we were really thoughtful with our quantities. And in future, you'll see our supplement line continue to expand past gummy formats. I think gummy is so great and so accessible for so many people. And again, a fun thing to look forward to, especially when we're just like home all the day and looking forward to our walks and those
like
things.
How cute they are. They're actual bears.
I know, they're teddy bears.
I was like, I love this. Thank you in my 40s that I can be excited to eat. You know, do you remember Flintstone vitamins when we were kids?
Oh, of
and they
course.
Were disgusting, but these are like delicious.
The chalky powdery thing that would just coat your mouth.
You are really just killing it. What's next for you? Where do you go from here? I feel like this is like such a success.
Oh, well, I feel like we're in our first inning. I feel like we have this power, or like this responsibility we feel to empower people. And I think the response we've seen and what we hear back from our customers every single day about how they feel more confident, how they are taking care of themselves, like that only, I think, just intensifies our team's need to see what else we can continue to disrupt, what other experiences we can make better, whether that's, you know, chronic conditions like diabetes, whether that's at home testing, whether that's further development of our mental health platform. Mm-hmm. I think we're just, you know, we feel like there is so much to do. That's been the best, you know, the best alarm every single morning.
Oh, so awesome. So awesome. For people who want to know more about this, first of all, I love that it's Hims and hers, hims.com, hers.com.
forhims.com, forhers.com.
Forhims.com, exactly. Forhims.com. And it's at Hims and at Hers on social.
I know, it's very fun to have the little interplay. Our social team does a great job on Instagram.
I was so impressed that you got the at Hers and the at Hims, so, right? Like that was... Well,
I mean, we had thought about it before. We bought all the domains at the same time. So yeah, we launched Hims before Hers, but it was always the plan to be for everybody.
Awesome. And so now, you know, for those of us who like to invest, who like what we're hearing, what's the stock ticker?
Our stock ticker is Hims.
Hims.
Keeping it easy. H-I-M-S.
Amazing. Amazing. Hillary, thank you so much for being on here with us. It's just so inspiring also to see, you know, support or women who are really killing it in this industry. And I just
can't wait
to see our goddesses, our queens, our royalty. Thank you. If people want to know more about this, they should go to forhims or forhers.com. And of course, if you guys have any questions you want me to pass along to Hillary, I'm so happy to do that. You can email me, amber@rbdpodcast.com. It's Friday.
How much fun is
this? I guess the biotin, wellness, immunity. I need some caffeine in a jar.
Stay tuned. I got you.
Cool. Hey, listen, if there's anything you want me to pass along to Hillary for her to come up with, let me know. I'm happy to do that very, very discreetly. And of course, you guys can always find us at Instagram and Facebook at Art Beauty Podcast. And we will see you next Tuesday. Bye.